This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank's with us, Frank Pacheco in Canada. Class, I just want to give you a warning. This is a Facebook Marketplace warning for about scams. So, over the weekend, I saw a whole bunch of automobiles, nice, clean-looking automobiles. Looked like they came out of California. And where no dust on them. And you can't see the license plate. So these are used vehicles, maybe 10, 12, 18 years old. Nice vehicles that most people would be interested in. For example, like a Land Rover or a Ford Excursion or nice truck. And $1,200, $1,100. No way would these vehicles be that low. It's like 10% of what the selling price would really be. And so you can't see the license plate. And so I thought they were scams. So I responded to a bunch of them. And I tried different techniques to find out what would happen. So I just clicked on the pre-typed in, is it high, comma, is this available, question mark. That comes from Facebook. Okay, so you can click on that and it'll send it. So that's what I did. I took the lazy person's way out, and I sent it, and I get a response immediately. I'm not talking about 5 minutes later. I'm talking about immediately. I'm sitting at my computer, bang. It says, hi, it's still available. I made this ad for my aunt. For more details and pictures, please contact her at, and it has a Gmail address. Thank you. Thought, wow. So then I sent another response, and this one was, I made up some words. So I just said, Bilmont or Schefferwell model. Now I'll spell that. B-I-L-M-O-N-T. Or C-H-A-F-E-R-W-E-L model, question mark. There's no such thing, okay? So I sent that. Hi, it's still available. I made this ad for my aunt. For more details and pictures, contact her at an email, Gmail address, and thank you. So then I decided, let me just send a period, a dot, you put it at the end of a sentence. Hi, it's still available. I made this ad for my aunt. For more details, please contact her at email address. So then I did the same thing with other cars and trucks. Now, these are the same picture from listed in Springfield, Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, different locations around Missouri. Same exact picture and same exact response. So class, if it looks too good to be true and it's very sparse description, it probably is not true. It's probably a scam. Now, I didn't take it to the next step saying, another one I said, I sent a period and it's still available, please contact her. And I said, okay, I'll be there at 7:30. Tonight. And I get the same message. It's still available. Sometimes it says I made it for my sister, sometimes my aunt. Class, be very careful. And so I reported all of these to Facebook as a scam.
Good.
And within 24 hours, they're all gone. So you can do that too, because now Facebook Marketplace is getting clogged up with these scams. And we can take action. And we can kind of get rid of them. So we can, I don't want to have a full-time job protecting people, but I'm sick of these things showing up when I'm looking for a tractor or a tractor part or something like that. So I just want to share that. Frank, have you seen this kind of thing up your way in Canada?
Well, you know, and it hurts me because when there's something good there, we have Kijiji up here, and Facebook is obviously one of the ones that I use quite a bit to help my customers. And you have something so nice, and then someone, I guess, has no other thing in their life or whatever, kind of puts things like that, and it just kind of irks me. I want to go up there and kind of, but I'm not. I don't want to be commit suicide. Anyway, Vince, yes, it happens, and you did the right thing, and I'm hoping that our students, if they see the same thing, for sure go along. And yes, if it's too good to be true, it is true. Not probably true, it is true. Now, on another note, Vince, with Facebook, the positive side, the way I would now go for your problem and for our students, if you encounter and if you're more than willing to go further with something that's broken down, is I would try to find the part number for that for your control that you have. Even though when you call in to a supplier, I don't know what you have up there in the United States, but Reliable Parts, Parts Select, a real parts place, huh? And they say no longer available, ask them for the part number, okay? You want that part number. You could also search for that part number in the control module, okay, Vince? And once you got a part number, and I've had a number of luck with that, you go into, now it's eBay that I've had great luck in finding that specific part. And there are, for students, that there are people that are literally taking appliances apart, things, and literally saving components that are still working. And you might get lucky that way too, huh?
Yeah, and Kathy was telling us that she had a refrigerator that she was told it would cost $900, maybe, if they could fix it. But it wasn't worth doing that. So her son took it apart and put the parts on eBay, yeah, and sold the parts to someone else who needed them.
Yeah.
And she was actually able to recover enough to buy a used, really nice Whirlpool side-by-side refrigerator, yeah, freezer. Yeah. And one that'll probably go another 20 years.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And it works, students out there. If you live in the remote in the boonies, yeah, no, for sure. So, okay. Yes, Vince, lately we've been hearing a lot of talk, I guess, about how bad some companies are. I don't know if it's because of us, because until we start talking about appliances and how bad some manufacturers are, I didn't hear much of anything, but all of a sudden there's there's newspaper articles, there's radio shows, so on and so forth. And the latest that came up was from the business world. It says lawsuit filed against LG over appliances malfunctions due to allegedly faulty parts. Now, see, you know, the thing, when I read that, I am saying, you know, you're probably sitting at home, students, and your stove breaks down. You say, oh, my luck. My luck, my stove broke down. But with our classes and me being here and being, as I say, 40 years in the field, you suddenly realize it's not just me. So, and you know, it's nice to see that. So hopefully, I feel like we're doing a little bit to help get manufacturers to do a product that's decent. That's all I can say.
You know, Frank, what you're saying is that, class, you think that you're the only one that has this problem with your appliance. And
yeah.
And if you call in to the company, they'll let you believe that you're the only one. Heck, it's not happening to anybody else.
Yeah.
And that's not true, because we had a defective Kenmore dishwasher, and I brought it back to Sears. They couldn't fix it. They just could not fix it. So I brought it back, and I got two more plain Jane models, more middle-of-the-road models. My mom bought one for my mom, $347, and got one for us, because the original one was $500 that failed, that they could not fix. So I got two of them, because they were going to give me a $347 replacement for a $500 unit. And I said, no, I'll pay the difference. I'll take two. So I got two. And within like a week or two of each other, the front panel fell off my mom's and ours. So I'm thinking, wow, you can set your watch by these things. So that's when I realized that it's a design manufacturing defect that we are experiencing these failures with. Mm-hmm. So it's what Frank is saying is absolutely true. Okay, so Frank, we have a 45 years. Mrs. Finelli and I have been married for 45 years, and she has on the kitchen countertop covered a KitchenAid countertop mixer. And it's the one that, you know, it's the one that you see. It was maybe $150 45 years ago. And they still make the same looking model today. It's just an electric mixer. It's kind of a heavy duty for the countertop. But they've cheapened them. So although they look identical to the ones of 45 years ago, internally they are not. So the metal gears were replaced with plastic gears. But Frank, it got weird. It wouldn't hold the RPM. So she could set it, I think it's 1 through 10 selections, and she would set it to the one she wanted to go faster and slower, and it couldn't make up his mind. So I thought, this is only, you know, 40 years old at the time when I was fixing it. It should last longer than that. So I took it apart, and I cleaned the contacts of
the plunger.
And then you can clean the contacts. There's a centrifugal kind of a speed control, too. You can clean those. And then I took out the old grease, which is kind of drying up, and I put in new red grease, put it all back together, and it works great. So, Frank, but don't most people just throw them away?
Exactly. Yeah, no. Right now it did. However, 40 years ago when I worked for this company, it was just about, like, as I said to you in my syllabus, it was one of my best times. Not only did we do large appliances, we had our calls in the morning, and if we finished, we came down. And one of my joys was repairing small appliances. And in those days, Vince, you could literally get parts to repair small appliances. And I'm talking, the simplest thing is a toaster. You could get the contacts for toasters. You can get for mixers. We've done a lot of them. We had the gears and so on and so forth, and did what you are doing. Now, I have to admit, and I have to be honest with our students, I was probably getting $8 an hour, and if I spend an hour or 2 hours fixing this thing, it would have been okay. Obviously, things have changed in terms of what one makes repairing appliances, and especially small appliances. However, Vince, they should not stop our students for taking a look at it. So that's what I recommend. It's just like you did. You know, you kind of felt there was a problem there, and you're looking it up, and that's the way you learn, Ben. It's a learning curve.
And what did it cost? Well, I just took out maybe a half a teaspoon or a teaspoon of grease that we have in the shop anyway. So I just put that red grease in there, cleaned out the old grease, put it in, and cleaned the contacts with some Q-tips and some alcohol, and everything worked just great. So you don't have to throw it away. And I think what Frank is saying is the cost of labor today on appliance repair is so high as compared to buying a new
People
one.
Often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8255. 8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you may be thinking, why aren't we teaching you nothing but specifics about appliance repair? What we're trying to teach you is a whole bunch of lessons all woven into stories that we're telling you. So, for example, job security, right? We taught you about that today. And we taught you that you can take apart your stove. You can do it. You can do some research on the internet, take apart your stove. Frank told you that you need the model number of the board. Then you can start pursuing getting that part. We talked about capacitors. We talked about relays. We talked about use your nose and smell and see if something smells burned. Use your digital voltmeter or your analog voltmeter to kind of trace down. Look up the schematic. So we talked about these things today.
Mm-hmm.
And in that line of thinking, our son, who has an automotive shop and repairs automobiles and trucks, there are a lot of problems with relays. But relays, it's a kind of thing that it's a dynamic test to test it quickly. So if you think your relay's bad, you can just try another relay, see if that solves the problem. But buying the relay might be $14, $15, $20, $25, depending on the relay. So what our son did was he went to the auto salvage yard. He said, I'd like to get some relays. And you guys have them, you got the hoods open in these cars, and these are all just sitting out there. Can I go get a bunch of relays and just buy a bunch from you? And the guy said, sure. So our son took a bucket, like a, I don't know, 1 gallon bucket, literally. And he opened up, he looked at the relays under the hoods for the Fords, the Chevys, the Chryslers. And he got like 4 or 5 of each, filled up this bucket. And then, now, the salvage yard, they don't sell those. Nobody buys relays from a salvage yard. But for a dynamic test, if you have a replacement relay, same make model number, and you can put it in, what a great way to test. I mean, you can have an answer in about 2 minutes if it's the relay. All right. So So he has a bucket of them, and the guy charged him $5. It's probably $1,000 worth of relays if you're to buy them all brand new.
Yeah.
So the lesson there is you can do that kind of a strategy as well.
Yes.
Right? So,
Vince, the automotive industry, in my mind, has the most organized, not only, as you say, places that you go, and I've gone to them to repair things in my truck, like a side light or a wheel and so on and so forth. But they're so organized. Next in line is the appliance field, getting parts. They're pretty well. Heating systems, Vince, they're absolutely disorganized as can be. I have the hardest time getting any heating appliance parts, because they're so controlled freaks of, oh, this company can only sell that, that company can only sell it. And you go around, like when I need parts, it'll take me a whole day to go around town trying to figure. And I'm like, while most people are starting to use Amazon and eBay to get some of these parts faster. But I wanted to make another point, Vince, about appliances. Our students probably say, oh, what kind of people? Mainly, you go out and buy a new mixer, Wi-Fi. Well, you go out and buy a new stove. I don't know. Why? But see, here is my thing. We, as appliance repair people, you as thinking and repairing stuff, we are literally saving the environment. We spend so much energy and great effort, you know, to save the environment, not to pollute this, not to pollute that, no. And yet, something that any of our students can do, Vince, any of our students can do, just take a little bit of time, and if you could fix that element in that dryer, that's like, look at that footprint of that dryer that you will be saving, yeah? And once, you know, you realize that, and once I realized that, and I realized that right from day one, if I can fix this washing machine, I am saving the environment. It makes it so much sense to repair that.
You know, Frank,
you agree with me on that?
Absolutely. I don't get out to St. Louis, Missouri very often.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe once a year, once every 2 years, I go out that way. And on the way back, I look to my right, and there's this mountain. And I say to the family, you know who built that mountain? China. China built that mountain. You know, and I call it Mount Trashmore. And that's what it is. It's more and more and more trash and pigeons. And you're absolutely right. And there's no need for this. An appliance should easily last 50 years, 50, easily. And heck, why throw out something that won't hardly fit in the back of a station wagon? Why would you throw that out when you need something that's the size of a timer? You know, a vitamin bottle. Why would you throw it away?
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. The mayor of Baltimore already making the case for additional federal assistance coming to his city in the wake of the Key Bridge collapse. Mayor Brandon Scott telling CBS's Face the Nation he sees it as an essential economic issue.
This matters to the global economy, and it does not. This should not be something that has anything or any conversation around parties.
The 39-year-old mayor said he's ignoring the noise. Some critics are claiming the Baltimore mayor's diversity, equity, and inclusion policies led to the bridge bridge collapse. President Biden has agreed to devote $60 million in emergency relief for Baltimore in the wake of the disaster. Former President Donald Trump will be on the campaign trail this week. He's heading to Wisconsin and Michigan, as recent polling shows the race between Trump and Biden tightening in both key swing states. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash it.
God, you're take my. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, Frank, I got a call from Kathy. Kathy is our domestic engineer here at USA Prepares every other Thursday. And she said she was having a concern about her hot water heater or her hot water. And it smells like sulfur. It also smells like rotten eggs, class. And she wanted to know what my thoughts were. And I said, well, I've experienced that. And what I found out was that if the temperature of your hot water heater is too low, and the bacteria can breed in there as a result of the magnesium anode and also other elements in the water. And so the way to fix that is you can use the hot water or simply just turn up the thermostat a little higher, somewhere around 135 degrees is the number that I came up with. Frank, what are your thoughts about hot water heaters and hydrogen sulfide gas?
very common thing. Kathy has listened to. I live up in the country, and I do water systems, filtration, things like that. And we've had many classes of that. But Kathy, this is the time, the springtime, when the snow is thawing, and water is going through a bunch of dead leaves and so on and so forth. And I'm going to get a slew of calls about my water smelling bad. Hang in there. There are systems that help with that. What you've said is absolutely right. We should now. I would my next question to Kathy is: is this happen all the time, or just something that's happening now that you've decided? Because if it's just happening now, then she's probably losing a bit of the temperature on that hot water tank, and probably the anode, whichever anode that was there, has probably deteriorated. Now, see, those are all things that I would be asking her at this point in time. But it's not uncommon, Vince, in the springtime for me to get a slew of calls of people with that kind of a problem. And it's just the water seeping down from the wintertime through rotten leaves and things like that.
So you're talking about organic material.
Organic material.
Into the water supply. So, class,
yeah.
But the way it really works is the hydrologic cycle. We're not getting any more water. We have all the water we're going to get on this planet. No more water is being trucked in from other planets. This is it. So you're literally drinking dinosaur pee. I mean, you really are. I mean, it's been evaporated many, many millions of times. But so what happens is the water evaporates. It goes up to the atmosphere. It condenses. Mm-hmm. It comes back down as rain. Lands on the ground, gets filtered by the ground, goes into the underwater aquifer. We use the water, and then it gets evaporated, goes, you know, round and round and round. That's really what happens.
Exactly.
So Frank's talking about this cycle and picking up some organic material that is now in the water, and it can breed bacteria, and it can grow and smell like hydrogen sulfide. So it's a real simple answer. You can shut off the element to your hot water heater, right, and drain it completely, which you should be doing every month anyway, and not completely, but drain out some water, drain out the sludge and the sediment at the bottom of your hot water heater. And then you can do that while it's pressurized. Just hook up a short length of hose and drain the hot water heater into your basement drain, and you'll see chunks of all kinds of stuff, gelatinous looking. Yeah, you're not going to want to drink hot water ever again after you do this. But for real, and you remove that material, and it is a result of the degradation of the anode, which is either aluminum or aluminum magnesium or magnesium or possibly zinc. And the idea is that sacrificial anode sacrifices itself because it's more prone to oxidation than the steel tank is, so it loses its life before your tank loses its life. And that's the plan. So the bottom line is get rid of the sludge in the bottom, turn up the temperature a little bit in your hot water heater, and it'll kill the bacteria, and you won't. And now, it's not going to be instant. You might have, you know, if you have a 40-gallon tank, it might take a few days for you to use that water. And because you're going to be mixing old water with new water in the tank. But eventually, a few days later, that smell should go away. But you don't want to turn your temperature up too high because you can scald yourself. Now, in Kathy's husband, she's told me, has changed the, you know, changes the anode. That's something he's on top of, and which is the right thing to do. And Frank, do you recommend, for health reasons, just the magnesium versus the aluminum anodes?
For sure.
Yeah. Okay.
And magnesium. Yeah. And I think we had a... It's too bad I can't remember the classes we've had that, but our students are there. You know, GCN has this beautiful archive system. 10 years, I'm Vince.
Yeah.
So, and I think we've been doing classes together for about a year. I can't believe that. And I didn't know there was so much to cover about all these things. But, it is what it is. And we just keep on going. Isn't that right, Vince?
Right. So the answer is, if you have hydrogen sulfide smell, rotten egg smell, it could be the temperature of your hot water heater is not high enough. That would be electric, and that is propane and natural gas. And there are, you know, the easiest ones, of course, to control, the mechanical ones. There's a knob on your gas hot water heater, or you know, natural gas or propane, a knob. You can turn this knob into a higher temperature. Just move it up a little bit. You know, the equivalent of 5 or 6 or 7 degrees, maybe 10. And then on the electric hot water heaters, Frank, you want to tell us about how to access
both elements?
Well, the
electric hot water heaters, you have to be just a little bit more careful because now there's two sensors. So be careful of them. That's provided you have what we call the full-size hot water tank. And so there's a hot water sensor on top and a hot water sensor on the bottom. And they both have to have the same temperatures. If they don't, then you're going to ruin one of the elements because one element will come on more often than the other and so on and so forth. So, class, that's one of the greatest faults that I've seen with, I've done this and find out that the top sensor is like a 180, but the bottom one is still at 120, and of course it's not going to work properly. So that's what I can say about hot water tanks, friends.
So, class, if you look at a hot water heater, a conventional electric hot water heater, you will see two plates on the front.
Two plates.
Yeah, one near the bottom and one near the top. Two screws on each one. And, of course, you want to shut the breaker off. Make sure you shut off the correct breaker for the hot water heater. And then you can take those two cover plates off, and you'll see some, typically it's fiberglass insulation behind that cover plate. And I would wear some, latex gloves, because otherwise the fibers can get in your fingers. And don't make a lot of dust. Do it slowly so you don't breathe in fibers of glass into your lungs. And then you can just peel that back. You'll see there's a cut in it, so it's... three sides, you know, the left side, the right side, and the top will be cut. You can lift or just move that insulation downward so you can access the controls. And you'll see this thermostatic relay, and it'll have a number with that you can adjust with a screwdriver that corresponds to the temperature that you're going to set the pointer to. So set the top one and the bottom one a little higher. Make sure that they're both the same temperature, and then put the cover back on and turn the breaker on. And that should solve the problem. Now, of course, you do want to drain the sludge out of your hot water heater like once a month, but nobody does it. I mean, well, Frank, most people say, I didn't know. It's in the manual. It's in the manual, but they didn't know.
Yeah.
So
I had to rechange the tank last week just because of that vent. We couldn't drain the water out, and we discovered that half the tank is full of lime. So his complaint was not getting enough water. Used to have a lot for all the showers in the family. All of a sudden, the long weekend, which was last, they didn't. Anyway, so yeah, no, it's my recommendation, Vince, when it comes to hot water tanks, is yes, open that tap. You get to lubricate. It's the one case when you do need to drain the water. It's not going to be seized, okay? And then simply look at that water. See, I mean, if it's clean, then do it every 2 months. You will probably be unpleasantly surprised what comes out of the bottom of your hot water tank. And of course, as I've said before, with electrical, it's not that great of a problem, not in the sense that the things are on the bottom, but the elements are in the center. However, Vince, for propane or gas-driven hot water tanks, you're heating that bottom part of that tank, and of course, with that all that lime buildup, that heater will be on much for a longer period of time than it needs to be. So not only that you're wasting propane and natural gas, you're putting great stress on that bottom part of that hot water tank. And so a electric tank can last a good 15, 20, maybe even 30 years. Mine is going on almost 25 years, my electric tank, and I could have had a propane. But propane gas tanks usually last about 10 to 15 years, and the reason is for that. And they will leak from the bottom, and once they leak, they leak. And it's funny, Vince, because I went to a supplier a number of months ago, and they have these bins for recycling metal. And there was one tank, one bin on the left-hand side, one bin on the right-hand side. The bin on the left side was full to the top. And I'm looking and I'm saying, wow, those are all propane gas tanks. So that was like my best indication that, you know, you have to take care of your propane tank if you want it to last forever.
Well, let's talk about exactly what Frank is saying. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Frank, but y'all have made spaghetti, right? So you take one of these great big spaghetti pots and you put, you know, 6 quarts of water in it, 5 quarts of water, and then you heat it up. Now imagine this. Now, let's say you have a gas stove, you know, with a flame under, you know, whether it be natural gas or propane. So you're cooking a pot of spaghetti, and here it takes about 20 minutes. It really does for us to bring to a boil 5, 6, 7 quarts of water here in the kitchen. Okay, so you're going to make spaghetti, you get the water, and then you go out in the backyard and you get your trowel and you get 4 cups of soil and you put that in the bottom of the pan. Okay, so you just pour that in the spaghetti, water. Now, the reason is that that soil or that dirt will sink to the bottom. That's exactly, well, that's an analogy as to what's happening with your hot water heater. Now, you're trying to boil with a flame the water, but the water is insulated by that 1 inch or so or 2 inches of dirt that you just poured into the pot. So the heat from the flame has trouble heating the water because the water is being insulated by the dirt. That's what Frank's talking about. So that you'll have, instead of 20 minutes, it might take 30 minutes to heat that water for spaghetti. And then if there's so much lime, or hardness from the lime in the water settling to the bottom of the hot water heater, it gets to the point where you can't get it out anymore. It won't drain out. That's why you see that pile of used, that appear to be good propane tanks that are no longer good because of the lime in the bottom. It's like the dirt in the spaghetti pot. Frank, I'd love to hear your comments when we come
back. Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Pacheco's with us, and we're talking about hot water heaters and the fact that the hard water, the calcium, the lime, settles to the bottom, coats the bottom, and causes an insulating layer. So the propane or natural gas hot water heater is kind of like cooking a spaghetti pot on the gas stove. And the analogy was, if you had dirt in there, how would that affect the cooking time or the boiling time of that water? Frank, any comments about that analogy?
No, Vince. I know that you and Gwyneth wrote a book together about her emails to you and how beautiful they were and so on and so forth, and it's available. If I ever decide to write a book in appliance servicing, I'm going to have the first part is me. The second part is you with your analogies. Because putting a pot for pasta and putting the thing, that's like a beautiful picture of what happens in that hot water tank that our students would not know. But there it is, a flame. And it's about 30,000 BTUs, which is equivalent to a big element on a gas stove, if you have such a thing. And that's there underneath, trying to heat that water to 140 or whatever it is that you have it set. 140 is my recommendation. And it's there, and it's there, and it's there, and it's there, and it's there. And like Vince, when you came, you go to your basement one day and say, "Oh my, where's all that water coming from?" Oh, gee, it's coming from my hot water tank. And yeah, that's a beautiful analogy because that's really what's happening down your basement, but your hot water tank, if you haven't cleaned the bottom.
Kathy asked me on the phone this weekend about an anode replacement. It's by a company called Corotech, Corotech. Looks like corrosion protection. And this is an electric anode. And they say that the magnesium or magnesium aluminum anode is what enables the bacteria to start growing. But they say that doesn't happen, kind of alleging that you should replace your anode with aluminum. That's the last thing you want to do if you want to have brain cells that still function, because aluminum is toxic to the body. So, and some people insist on starting... making boiling water on their stove with hot water from their tap. It's the last thing you want to do, class, because of the contaminants that come from most anodes, which are the cheap aluminum ones, in your hot water heater. So flush your hot water heater once a month. You probably will get rid of the problem. Turn up the temperature to the 140 that Frank recommends, and that rotten egg smell will probably go away. Have you installed a one of these
Vortex? And I don't know if you, many months ago, I kind of recommended that to you. And I'm glad you brought that up, because it will solve and testified by my customer, especially, that it will solve that ammonia smell. And it's called Coral Protect. Now, when you go into the Amazon, there will be many different names. There's a couple of things that our students should realize. Read carefully, because there's different sizes for different water tanks, okay? So that's the first thing. Not hard to install. Have a great time getting the old anode out. Because, again, class, students, as soon as you buy a hot water tank, that's one of the first things you should do, is remove that anode. First of all, find out if it's magnesium or not. And remember, Vince, you told out the class, if it's the magnesium is the preferred and it's the cheapest one. And it has a little solder on top.
Yeah, it's got the bowl. It's got a dome on top. It's a little bit more expensive than the just plain aluminum. But it's not a lot of money. Like, we're looking at $20.
But these things, they're about a $150, $195. The Coral Protect, and I'm so glad that came up, because it will solve for sure your smell problem from your hot water tank, and it's been testified by my customers that the smell is gone.
Would you recommend first flushing the tank and draining some water out, getting rid of the sludge at the bottom of the tank, and then raising the temperature and seeing if that solves the problem first?
Well, in my ways, the first thing that I would ask is this happening every year, or is this the first time? Because honestly, Ben, it's mostly a spring thing. Okay, and it will be about a month or so with that rotten smell, and then it will disappear. The aquifer will all the dead things will be disappeared. And do what we've just said: drain your system, and go from there. You know, you're gonna have to take the anode out to put this Coral Protect in. You might as well do that first, and it's like you say, about $20-$30, as opposed to $179, and see how that helps you.
Well, very good, Frank. Very good. And I'll see you next Monday, same time, same station.
So much to talk about small appliances. We'll have to be next week.
Yeah.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.